Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Obamacare does double prices within the first 2 years. It's projected to quadruple many premiums within the next six. You're seeing that happen now. The numbers don't lie. The question is, how do they think they're going to get away with something this evil as people learn what it really does? And a lot of people don't have the money to pay the fine, to pay the interest. And then you can't even really get the health care, and now it's making the price go up because you've got to buy it. What do you think is going to happen with a commodity you've got to buy? It's going to go up in price. And that's happening. It's real sad. And it's meant to bankrupt this country. Bankers run this country, not your local banker, the kleptocratic bankers. So what do they want to do? They want to get you bankrupt. Let's go ahead and let Anthony finish his point from Pennsylvania. What was your other point, sir?
I had my house broken into, and two guys broke into my house, and I had a gun. And I told them, I said, I have a gun. They started laughing at me. I started shooting at them.
Good.
And when the police came there, who do you think they took the gun off of? They took my gun away.
Did you ever get your gun back?
Yes, I will. I'll have to go down to court, and eventually I'll get my gun back.
Yeah, the word is on that, when states do that, it takes up to 2 years to get it back when you use the gun to defend yourself. What happened to the thugs? Too bad you missed, or what happened?
They got out, but I fired off a dozen small shots at them.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I tell you, boy, let me tell you, somebody comes to my house, they are going to be dead because they are a threat to my life. I'm going to shoot into the center of mass until I feel safe. And that's the bottom line, to deter these people. And that's happening in places like Detroit. And it's making the crime rate actually go down for the first time in 5 years because the police chief did the right thing and said, buy guns. The Interpol chief said, buy guns. That's what deters crime. But most of those countries in Europe, you can't even get guns. Unbelievable. Thank you, Anthony. William in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Great show today.
Thank you, brother.
I have the hoax of the millennium, and that is the British-influenced twisting and destruction of our rule of law that caused the people to believe that our primary tool for managing this government that we have created is the vote. And that's not the only primary tool we
have. Isn't it really the jury and the grand jury?
It's the grand jury is the primary act-by-act management. In other words, micromanagement of the government is done through the grand jury.
No, that's right.
Vote.
That's how the citizens are in charge of the law, the judges, and have the ultimate veto. And now the grand juries have been turned into kept slaves of the prosecutors and the state.
Here's how the rule of law tells us that this is all happening. Article 34 of the Magna Carta, where the due process comes from, which is the rule of law, says that no office of government can cause a free man, you and me, to lose our choice over the use of our life, liberty, and property.
I know.
And that's what it says. And that what if it does, it can't be a law because it's not in pursuance of the Constitution.
No, I mean, look, they have overthrown the Bill of Rights and Constitution. There's a renaissance happening, a rediscovery of it. And there are a lot of judges and a lot of prosecutors who aren't bad people as well. But there are a lot of pockets of really bad ones. And we, the people, have to literally politically go after the bad guys and stop bowing to them. I appreciate your call. Very good point. You know, I was out camping this weekend and saw signs up for mountain lions that had been in the area and been attacking people in the area, menacing people in the area, Big Bend. And, you know, it said, don't crouch, don't run, don't act scared, you know, yell and throw rocks. Well, it's the same thing with government. We act like a bunch of sheep, the wolves are going to come. Stop acting like jellyfish. That's what brings the evil.
The
the facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
President Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me at this moment.
Take a hold of this bomb and break it if you have to.
We were the one who fell fast. We had an explosion, and we are the happy that we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you can use for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, is that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the
the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Nick Gregory called in. He's in his car getting back to his house. So we're going to wait till he gets home on the landline. He's going to be joining us to give us his take on a host of issues and a new film he's got coming out as well. But before we go back to your phone calls, I wanted to, this is mainly for TV viewers, but radio listeners can go to InfoWars.com and see these videos. These are the type of videos that are angering people. And this latest one, so the University of Arizona Wildcat fans are out. So they call out the riot police, and there's video of them shooting people with beanbag guns, all the rest of it. But behind the police line, a woman's walking along, clearly not even part of anything, and a cop runs over and hits her full power with the billy club, knocking her back. And I've seen this footage Rob Deuce shot of Pittsburgh after the G20 was over. Women on bikes at the university, that was like a police riot because they hadn't got to attack anybody. They'd banned protests citywide. Well, that was over. They go into the university and are chasing people down on bikes and knocking them off and just absolute police mob psychology rioting. And we see these footage of like people in New York on bicycles getting knocked off and getting brain damaged and just, they have a word for it. I can't say it on air. It's chicken and then a S word after it. But it's this random predatory deal of like where a dog, a bad dog will like randomly bite a kid or something, like whoever they think's the weakest. I see these footage where it'll just be like a person in a wheelchair and a cop will walk over and just hit him with a billy club across the face or throw him out of a wheelchair when they're quadriplegic. And I just like, and then they don't get in trouble is the issue. So here's the footage out of Tucson. The article's up on Infowars.com. That's from the Daily Caller. Tyranny in Tucson. Cop in riot gear brutally attacks innocent girl. And then there's the video of it happening. And again, there's a police line. She's on a smartphone. Boom! That's how you kill somebody right there. Show that again. She's on a smartphone, white iPhone. Clearly just a sweet young lady. Full power, boom, belly club, under the neck, knocking her back over into the concrete. And that's how you get a good kill ratio. In fact, if I wanted to kill somebody, that's how I'd do it with a club. I would find an unsuspecting person and hit them up under the chin to have them hit as hard as they could in the head. I guarantee you, if that woman died, she did go to the hospital with a serious concussion. If she died, they'd have the police chief on air saying it was authorized and a good. And then, hell, give the cop a Purple Heart. Execute that woman's whole family. What they do in North Korea. Now, we're going to show you the footage out of New York with what they do to bicyclists. And this person was put in a coma. And by the way, this cop did finally get in trouble after a bunch of lawsuits. But here is that footage. So you got a bicyclist and the cop knocks him off by the head, full power from about 6 feet off the ground into the concrete. And, well, let's just say that person doesn't talk anymore. Good. Good.
Good. Do what must be done. Show no mercy.
And then slow-mo, boom. That's how you kill somebody. Like that kid outside Austin and Bastrop. Two girls are slapping each other. He separates them. Clean cut, nice kid. Turns around. Cops come over. He says, sure. They taser him. Falls over. He doesn't talk anymore. I've had his lawyer in here. They kept him in the nurse's office for hours, hoping he just, deep six it. The blood coming out of his ears right away. But he still lived. That's kind of a tragedy, huh? So now they're getting sued. They don't care. They'll just use taxpayer money to pay it. So there's this new warrior attitude where somebody's standing there doing nothing. Well, you knock them over full power. Oh, but don't worry. The FBI is looking into taser shooting at Bastrop High School. I don't know. Maybe the FBI will do some good. My whole issue is that this is truly disgusting. Dick Gregory coming up. Andrew in Australia. Oh, I should have gone to you earlier. I didn't know you were holding from Australia. I apologize. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
G'day, Alex. How are you going, mate?
I'm doing all right, brother. What's on your mind today?
Well, I want to talk about something that's been bugging me for quite a while. I love your show and I love what you do. But, mate, there's been something that's been going on in the back blocks of society for quite a while. And it's kind of... I don't know, mate, because I'm a defector.
Well, listen, I mean, if it's made-up gossip or that I have crooked toenails, I have to admit it's true. But I don't know where you're going with this, but if it's something about me, just go ahead and say it, and we'll move on. But we're talking about government and big establishment hoaxes today and things that are going on. But if we don't screen your calls, if people want to bring something up, go ahead, just bring it up.
About a hoax, it's the biggest hoax in society today. And I was a defector since 9/11, mate. And I probably would have been a defector if anything else had occurred the way I was. It's just like the music's all about it.
Well, let me ask you a question. How? What is it, like 7 or 8 in the morning there, or 6 in the morning? What time is it in Australia?
4 a.m. in the morning here.
And I'm going to ask you a question. Are you either very sleepy, or have you had some beer?
I stay up quite late to listen to the Alex Jones show every night. It's pretty much my only refuge because I love this show. I love how it tells the truth.
Well, listen, you're awesome. Boil down then what the hoax is, because I'm just having trouble making out what you're saying.
I reckon Alex Jones can go one step further and tell the real truth about societal hoax that has been going on since Noah.
Well, brother, you can tell it. You're on the air. What is it?
You know what it is. You said yourself that if somebody doesn't become a man by the time they're 15, they're thrown aside. It's the biggest secret in society. And you know what it is.
I'm kind of getting an idea, but no, I'm not psychic. I don't know. Listen, I know they want arrested development. They want to break up the family. They don't want chivalry. They don't want men to be honorable. They want us to just comply and go along and only have specialized men that are used by the state to oppress. But I mean, what is it? Tell us.
You know exactly what it is. This is conformers and defectors and nonconformists, and this is what society is based on. And this is...
You're saying we need more rebels. We need more people to be free spirits.
No, not exactly free spirit. But
listen, I really want to know. You got me on the edge of my seat. What is the big secret? I do not know what you're... I mean, what is it? You keep saying, I know. I cannot tell what... I'm not the great Karnak here. Tell me.
You're stonewalling, Alex.
No. Hold on. You're creating a paradox or a, to say I'm lying or to say I won't tell people something, and then you're on air and you won't tell us. What is it?
Exactly what it is. You asked me. You asked me what I'm talking about.
This is a hilarious call because you're saying I won't say what it is, but you're on air and you won't say. You're stonewalling.
I will say exactly what it is. It is based in all music. It is based in all movies. It is based in anything that is popular culture. It is pushed. It's an agenda. And you will not face it.
Okay. Well, let's stop right there. I'm going to skip this network break because we're already getting Gregory on late, and he should be calling in any minute. This guy will say, the people that always say, he went to break right when the key question got asked. We go to break at 20 after, unless I skip it, which I'm really not supposed to do, but I'm horrible and I do, and that's just what we do here. Okay, it's in music. There's a whole bunch of agendas in music. The anti-family agenda, they're promoting homosexuality so people don't have kids. They're promoting an anti-male agenda. They're promoting a big government agenda.
This goes way deeper.
Okay, the occult.
It is beyond that. And
I'm going to have to let you go because it's not fair to sit here and do this, okay? You got 30 seconds from Australia there with your ice-cold beer to tell me right now why you're not sharing it. No, seriously. You've got 30 seconds.
Informers, it's defective. It is people that go against the grain. Maybe it's because I didn't become a man when I wasn't supposed to or whatever.
I don't know what it is. You are torturing me. And I don't know necessarily whatever it is agree with what you're about to say, but, I mean, what is the 64 million?
What is it?
Well, that'll be the name of this segment. What is it, the secret? I mean, is it that I won't admit that Easter bunnies are actually in control of things?
Well, maybe you don't know. Maybe you're oblivious, but I reckon the people that do know will not admit it. And the people that do know will push the agenda. And
man, but it's not fair. It's not intellectually fair for you to call in and say, I know something that's really important, and then not say it. Just say it.
I am saying it. 10 years ago, 9/11 happened, right?
12 years ago, yeah.
I was a different person back then. And I went against the system. I knew it was a hoax. I knew something was wrong with it. I could tell by the way they reported it and everything. And then I was tagged, which means I got a glass in my face.
Well, I mean, I expose 9/11 as clearly being a fraud, the official story. And listen, I hear you. So you're saying that there's a system where you get blackballed if you don't play ball with the system? Is that the big secret?
At that moment, I knew a friend of mine told me when I was in high school, which I never really registered until that moment I got blasted in the face, is he said, my old man reckons you're a defector. There's two kinds of people in this world, conformers and defectors, and you're a defector. And I said, no, I just brushed it off at the time.
Sure, well, what happens when enough of us defect from the system, we build a new, better system, and that's what we need is renewal in the cycle. So that's the answer, is we need to be individuals, and that's what the system fears, and I totally agree with you. You got 10 seconds if there's anything else.
Okay. Let me just tell you, this is all leading up to something. I don't know what. It is about to happen, and I just cannot explain. I can't explain because I'm...
No, you sound like a smart guy, but be honest. You stayed up late. How you had about 10 beers?
About 16 beers, but...
All right, I'll see you later. I'll see you later, bro. Oh, man, that's hilarious. Oh, let's talk to Bob in Michigan. Bob, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. That was a good one. That was one of those ones you put down in your notes there. One of the things I kind of look at these situations, especially the hoaxes, if you can kind of distill it down to something really basic, and the same things, of course, have been perpetrated against us as a people. There's nothing really new. But Lenin said it, you know, confuse the meaning of words and you confuse the mind. And that's where a lot of these atrocities are coming from, telling people they can't have somebody in their home without a permit or going in and identifying things that are not in line with their whatever their agencies. These agencies are the illegitimate, quote-unquote, fourth arm of government, and they're definitely being written as they're the actual truth, and that's how you get a lot of these police officers, unfortunately, think they're just doing their job, will come out and enforce that when really this has absolutely nothing to do with what you would call the private citizen.
No, exactly. That's the hoax. They've created all these new rules and regulations that aren't even in law, but that masquerade at is to give it the illusion of that when it's completely a rogue state within a legitimate state.
Exactly. And you're working one system within the other, and it's getting more and more difficult. People are talking about the results, and they're bad. You don't want somebody saying that you can't have a barbecue in your backyard or have your children playing in the pool, et cetera. But what they're doing is they're taking that from basically the corporate aspect of this where they can say the grass is orange, and because they say so, then it's so. People have to understand, and there'll be a lot of looking through the minutiae of this, but that's the big, huge problem staring us in the face. You are confusing the meaning of words, and we are being confused in our mind, saying, yes, we have these constitutional rights. Actual agencies don't have constitutional rights. They can write it up any way they want. You can talk EPA, you can talk any of these things. And that is where a great deal of this tyranny is coming from.
Absolutely, and it's called Agenda 21, and people need to wake up to it. Great point. So you're saying that's the big hoax, is that we have a fraudulent government system within the system that is slowly absorbing the constitutional system.
Exactly, and you just have to be alert, be aware, don't be confused in your mind. Look at it for exactly what it is, and hopefully that's going to draw a big circle around a lot of these things that were brought up.
Great points, great call. Wow, Bob in like 2 minutes said more than wisdom than I could say in an hour. That absolutely crystallized a system within a system. Now we're joined for the balance of the hour by Dick Gregory, always a very interesting guest, one of the top comedians out there who used his great wit to promote a real civil rights movement, a civil rights icon who marched with Dr. Martin Luther King and many others. And he's got a new film that he's in out that we're going to be talking about, Unsung Hollywood. We're going to play about 3 or 4 minutes of that in the last segment today. And since Dick was a little bit late today, hopefully we can get him back a little bit sooner for a second interview in a couple months to take your phone calls. But he's with us till the end of the hour, dickgregory.com. And he joins us to talk about the waterfront. Mr. Gregory, good to have you on with us.
Bless you, my brother. Peace and love to you. And just thank you for being there. Every time I do your show, it's almost like I'm on a black station. So many black folks see me in the street and say, I heard you this morning.
Well, it's just a people station, my friend.
Well, no, it's more than that. See, there's a certain clairvoyance that black folks born with. We don't have it as much now as we used to. But that's always been there. And so they can listen to you and know ain't no tricking going on, ain't no nothing. They don't even have to question. Very seldom you hear a black person talking about conspiracy theory, right? The conspiracy theory is the New York Times and the Washington Post and NBC and CBS. And just thank God that all these radio stations like yours and you know, the one problem I have, I listened to the last part of your interview just now with the guy.
Yes, sir.
And you very seldom hear this on the, you all know everything, okay, because you hang to the right. You've been in there. You've been in the military. You know what this country's doing. And to sit and say this just started, y'all know better than that. What are you frightened of, huh? What are you fighting? A Jack Paul show. Back in the 60s, when I said on the Jack Paul show, I said, it's hard to believe this government taps my telephone. And Jack went crazy. America taps your telephone? How can you prove that? I said, any time a Negro in America can old Bell telephone $60,000 and they don't cut the phone off, it's tapped. It's tapped. I'm the one released the pictures with Ron Brown with the bullet in the back of his head.
Oh, I know. You were the original Alex Jones.
That's right. So now we don't have to worry about this plane here. We've seen it happen. But for some reason, a lot of these white shows that know this don't go all the way. What are you scared of? You love America?
No. I agree that America's been corrupt from the beginning, and so has every other country. The thing is, it's getting more scientific. It's definitely the evil's growing.
Oh, no, you're right. It's getting more scientific. But I'm saying when it wasn't this scientific, it was few people that understand it.
Well, plus, back then, when you were exposing it, I mean, back then, they used to kill people routinely that talked about it.
Oh, they do now. They do now. The reason it's better off now, you're telling me what they used to do. Here's something that's interesting. The Chicago Tribune, at that time, it was probably the third best newspaper in the country, so by their count. Friday, March the 10th, 1978, headline, FBI memo, use mob to kill Dick Gregory. No other paper ran this. I bet if they would have found something where I was talking to some Black Panthers to kill Hoover, it would have been in all the papers.
Unbelievable. Let's come back. Dick Gregory's our guest, incredible individual. On the other side, stay with us, dickgregory.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Granite Law is a law firm with partners in each state we do business. Our initial consultation is free. Granite Law is not licensed in all states.
Are you struggling to make your mortgage payments? Facing foreclosure? Trying to refinance or modify your home loan but have been turned down? Afraid you'll lose your home? There is a way out. The Obama administration has announced a government relief program called the Home Affordability and Stability Plan, funded by the Housing and Economic Recovery Act. It's designed to save 9 million homes from foreclosure, and there's a good chance you qualify.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Here's your chance to take advantage of this government-funded program that's sweeping the nation. Stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, convert your adjustable rate to fixed, and reduce it to as low as 2%, even reduce or eliminate past due payments. Simply call the mortgage hotline now at 800-308-9818. Call for your free no-obligation consultation, 800-308-9818. That's 800-308-9818.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Dick Gregory's only been on twice before, and we've got to get him on commercial-free in the nightly news for like a 40-minute commercial-free interview so we can put clips of his comedy throughout the years and clips of his new film in there. He's agreed to do it in the next 2 weeks, so that's coming because it really is almost pointless to just get him on for 30 minutes because he's got so much to say. And again, he was talking about this stuff 50 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, and so much of it has turned out to be true. So you've got the floor, Mr. Gregory. Finish up your point you were trying to make about it being in the news that the FBI director was going to kill you, and then expand out on you were bringing up the missing plane and the missing scientist. Of course, that's one thing I thought was interesting. And kind of a brain theft, I guess, and just other big issues. Your view on the world, Dick Gregory.
Okay, now, where we left off was the Chicago Tribune article, and that was by Rob Warden. And here's the first paragraph. The late J. Edgar Hoover ordered the Chicago office of the Federal Bureau to develop measures to neutralize, that's the word they use for kill, black comedian Dick Gregory, and suggested measures could include alerting La Costa Nostra to Gregory's verbal attacks on them. And it goes on and on. Now, matter of fact, I had to telex before the Chicago FBI got. That's the good thing about black folks. And one day when white folks understand who we are, you know, we did all the work for white folks. They didn't hire white folks to do that. We did all the work. And it's something about white America. They knew something about us, our spirit. Why? Nobody on this planet could be treated like a group of people that we was treated during slavery, unless they knew something about me. They let me, they cook their food, they let me take care of their babies. You don't let people who's been trashed do that unless you know something that's coming off of them. So we had all the jobs. My mother's mother worked for Jesse James. We from Missouri, up in the Boot Hills, Jesse and Frank. And when Jesse got killed, Frank changed the name and took the money to Rockefeller. That's who the Rockefellers are, okay? See, we know all of that.
By the way, folks, that's actually true. The Rockefellers ran snake oil operations out of Missouri before they discovered oil.
That's right. And the Jameses were Jews. That's why, and I hate to use the word because so many people use that to trash the Jews with. No, that's why they was robbing banks and the railroads, because of the way they treated Jews. And so consequently, we knew that. We knew everything out here. We know who Abraham Lincoln's daddy was. We know who Abraham Lincoln was. And we know that because we worked in the house. And we know damn good and well that ain't no white boy from Yale invented the cotton gin. Okay? If I'm working and the people I work for and I'm the slave that don't give a damn about me, why are they going to invent something to ease my burden? Huh? Eli Whitney, and then the only reason you can have fantastic documents there is because Eli Whitney came down from Yale to visit this rich, you know, slave owned family, and he saw this black guy sitting in the field with a box. And so he went back and put a patent on it. Well, it went to court. So the documents is in federal court about who did and who didn't. And so when you sit and you think about the information we have and have always had, the Pullman porters, most of the Pullman porters were wealthy. Why? Because couldn't nobody poor afford to ride on a train where they had sleeping car, it was called sleeping car ports. But the wealthy, before that, it was the Roosevelts and the rich, they would hook their private car onto the railroad. So they say anything in front of us because we was invisible. We know what stock was going to go down. We know the stock market, when it was going to be fixed. We knew that. We knew sports. You know, do you know what I'm fixing to say now? Do you know how many Americans would just say, oh, he must be great? 60% of all college football games is fixed, okay? Now, and we think the same way the Germans thought right before they fell. There were people trying to tell folks what was going on, and they wouldn't hear it. They just couldn't believe that this could happen. And so consequently, when you sit, now, here's why your shows and shows like yours go over so big. When I'm 82 years old, I had nothing but NBC, CBS, and ABC. Okay? When you listen to them talk about that Malaysian plane now and say we bring in an analyst, ain't no analyst, that's CIA. Okay? That's a game. But Americans is so naive. You know, you try to tell Americans that Kennedy, when he shot in Dallas, they haven't found his brain. His brain is missing. And nobody said, wait a minute, it's splattered. No, 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 come on, y'all. He was shot at 1 o'clock Eastern time. At 4 o'clock, they sent that limousine of his back to where they make the limousines in Cincinnati, Ohio, to have it re-overworked. What about all the forensics that's in there? You try to tell Americans this, okay? And they will not believe you. What's happening now? Social media. The social media, when I was a little boy, NBC, CBS, and ABC, they would get something like 30 to 40,000 people every evening for the news, separately. They can't get 17 million people total together because Senator, we knew that was coming 5 years before it hit, about the raid they made in the Philippines and got that guy's hard drive. And they listed all five places it was going. I just didn't know the days. Now, there were some folks that knew the day. I was in New York helping a friend of mine on the election. The election was Tuesday. I went on the 10th. I'm there the 10th and the 11th. And I called my wife. And I said, babe, well, you got me sleeping tonight. So you're not a friend of yours. Called you from Paris and said, don't spend the night in New York tonight. You hear me? I get on a train and go to Washington, D.C. When I get off the train at 4 o'clock, I can't say too much on the phone, so I called him and said, I owe you one. How did you know I was in New York? He said, we picked you up on the satellite, brother. Now, I just, you know, the next day I'm home, and my wife and my son called and said a plane just hit a New York building. And I'm thinking it's the King Kong, you know, the little Piper Cub. And so I go out to do my walk, and I come back. They call me again and say a second plane hit. When I saw that, I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. And so we look at it, and we see it, and you follow it. Like, you hear so much stuff and see so much, and you know the people that have given it to. Now, you got tricks that will call in who ain't nothing but agents. You got tricks that will call in and know more about the subject than you know. That means, how'd you know about this much, okay? And so, consequently, we was all ready for that. I just didn't know the date. So now,
absolutely. And again, Operation Bojinka, for those that don't know, proved that the government knew about it. And look at Condoleezza Rice saying no one knew there was a planned attack. Mayor Willie Brown, it came out in the San Francisco Chronicle, called her. Well, she called him and said, don't fly to New York tomorrow. And again, it just shows that not so much that she or even he were personally involved. It shows that they were warned.
Sure.
And it shows that everybody else was basically getting warned. And there were little kids in the news saying that they were warned not to go to school that week. It turns out everybody knew but the general public.
That's right. But let me tell you something else. Now, you said that ran in the San Francisco Chronicle, right?
Yes.
Now, that's very important. It ran in the San Francisco Chronicle on Wednesday. Did you hear me?
Yep.
The September the 11th. And let me tell you another trick. Today is April Fool's Day, right?
Yes.
April the 1st. Okay? Halloween. October. We never use a number for the month of the year. We always use the and then the number. Why do we use numbers then? 911. 911. Well, what is that? If you walked in the house and your mother, your son, or your daughter, your wife was on the phone, you said, who are you talking to? They said, I just dialed 911. Think about the look that comes over your face. See, 911 tells the brain to be scared.
That's right. No, they picked it on purpose as a psyop. It's incredibly obvious.
Yeah. Now, before that, you go back to the Oklahoma City bombing. Now, you can't get no more weird paper in America than the Washington Times. That's the old what's his name, the Korean CIA?
Yeah, the Mooney.
The Mooney. Now,
Reverend Moon.
Just imagine, in his paper, Wednesday, April the 22nd, 1998, headlines, FBI paid mortgage on Nichols' home, Denver. The FBI made mortgage payments on Terry Nichols' home after he was arrested and before he was convicted of conspiring to bomb the Oklahoma City federal building. Now, the court documents show this. Come out the court documents. Now, watch this. A Justice Department spokesperson said he did not know immediately why the government was making payments nor the amount. Now, she didn't say it didn't happen, okay? She just said.
And it's the same thing. Almost all the hijackers had the FBI paying for their houses and tracking them. That was even in the AP. It's crazy.
That's right. And so when you stop and think, now, everybody said, well, wait a minute. How did they learn how to play? They said they was working on simulators. They had simulators. They went to school in Florida. Well, let's let this hit now. In the paper, flight school owned by Warren Buffett. Okay. again, you look at the...
And you got Warren Buffett at the Moffett Air Force Base with hundreds of CEOs on September 11th, the morning, in a secret meeting.
Yep.
Including dozens that were supposed to be in the World Trade Center that morning.
Yeah. Now, watch this. The Boston Globe.
This is crazy.
September the 18th, 2001. Flight school says FBI trained suspects prior to hijacking, okay? And so the interesting thing is when the Condoleezza Rice, when that story ran in the San Francisco Chronicle, not another paper ran it. Now that Friday, September the, must have been the Friday before. Friday before, but that Friday after, San Francisco Chronicle front page story says ex-Secretary of State George Shultz had received information the Friday before not to go into New York to a certain meeting. Here's the ex-Secretary. Not one paper ran that story.
That's right, and then CNBC admitted that the Joint Chiefs were going to have a scheduled meeting September 11th in New York, but canceled it the day before.
Yep. And so when you stop and think about, you know, so now you can get your message out there a little bit better because you got all these internet radios. And so when I stop and think about the first of the month, headlines, J.P. Morgan bankers leaped to his death from skyscraper in Hong Kong. Do you realize they called it suicide? Well, let's let them get by with that for a minute. To his death. There's 18 suicide of major bankers since the first of this year.
Yeah, and it's more than that last year. What do you think's going on?
The New York Times, let's even say if it was suicide. These ain't no little T.I.'s, one of the guys. They said commit suicide. He just received a $300 million bonus. They shot himself in the head 8 times. So why? It just play it straight. How come that story wasn't published? Now, let me show you, especially you Americans that love America, let me show you what it is to love. I ran for the president, the first Negro in the history of America to run for president of the United States in 1968. So people say, what about Jesse? No, they ran in the primary. That this president now, Obama, not won the primary. You sitting now talking to the only Negro that ran. Now, I can't say that now because Obama ran, but all the other black folks, Shirley Chisholm, they was running in the primaries. Now, let me tell you what happened. They was planning on tricking. This was a Rockefeller trick. They was planning on tricking the election, okay, to put Rockefeller in the White House through Nixon. Nixon didn't know nothing about it. Nelson Rockefeller could not read or write, so he would have a hard time running for president because he couldn't read a speech. And his brother, David, one of the greatest bankers in the world, couldn't read or write. Now, when white folk can't read or write, they call it dyslexic. When black folk can't read or write, they say he didn't have a daddy at home. Okay, let me tell you something about this daddy at home crap. I was in the military. There was no war going on. I wasn't married. I didn't have a family. But if I was married and had a family, as long as America's telling you to go to the front line and kill somebody you don't know, that seems not to affect your family if you get killed. But if I walk out the house on my own, oh, the problem in the black community ain't no black man at home. Well, what about the Italian mafia? 99% of the mafia was Italians. Now, 99% of Italians wasn't mafia. They go to church every day. Now, you tell me about family values? Oh, Mama Mia. And they go confess to the priest, Father Superior, I need you to forgive me quick. I killed 27 people last night, and you got to do it quick. I got 12 more to kill by noon. That don't seem to count, okay? But when it gets to me, I can take a prostitute after this show around the world with me, and as long as I call that prostitute my secretary, that's a tax write-off. Y'all scared to mess with them. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about them people out there that think they love America. They don't dare mess with the mob. I mess with everybody out here who's wrong. And all I say, if you ever an innocent bystander. Let me tell you why I'm telling you about that election. They was going to trick it so Nixon wouldn't win. Okay? And that's why they shot at George Wallace and meant to kill him, because he would take votes away from them. Okay? Now, the election was on the 4th of November, 1968. This is the Wall Street Journal, y'all. Let me say it again. The Wall Street Journal, that Friday, November the 7th, 1968, electronic computers goof gives Gregory 9 million votes. Did you hear that? And they go ahead to say that the big computer in New York City declared Dick Gregory 2 hours after the election the next president of the United States, okay? Because I got 9 million votes in Pennsylvania alone. That wasn't meant for me. Somebody hooked the wire up wrong. And so they had to shut all them computers down at midnight, okay? Now, that's y'all's democracy. Anytime you have a democracy, look, if our democracy is so good, why are we running all over the world trying to force it down people's throat with a gun? Anything good, you don't have to force on nobody. As a prostitute, okay? And so consequently, when we wake up and see where this is going, it's too late, okay? It's too late. And so consequently, what we looking at? Oh, yeah, there's warriors out here. If they kill me tomorrow, I died. I told my wife and family, it's not about us. Liberation is not in my house. And I spent millions of dollars. It meant don't send the children to college. I was willing to pay that. And so consequently, all the stuff, I've been doing it for so long, though I've got powerful white folks that have to do it. They hate they got to do it, so they bring it to me. And so consequently, if your listeners look up the island of Diego Garcia, how it factors in, now listen to this, to the Malaysian flight that ABC put that out. They slipped. All you got to do is pull it up, march down.
Yeah, that's the big U.S. military base.
Oh, it's a big, nasty, vicious military base where they do all kind of dirty things. And if you want to find that plane, look there for it, okay? And so consequently, what we looking at is, now here's how it breaks down. There was 18, it was more than that, but the top group was 18 scientists on that plane. Mm-hmm. Where did they work? They were Asians, but they worked out of Texas Institute, and connected with Boeing. And so they wasn't going there. They was going on another assignment. See, what America will do, it will let lots of companies, they will let them fact your stuff out because we got a Congress and somebody.
I understand. What's your bottom line? Because I want to play a clip of your new film and have you back in a few weeks to get into that. DickGregory.com to find the film. That's Unsung Hollywood. But briefly, what do you think happened with the plane?
The plane, well, you got first, you say, Malaysian plane. 20 passengers work for electronic warfare and military radar.
Yes.
Okay, now, they had just came up with something, and what I understand, real evil stuff they doing. And so the patent, so it was four of them out of the group that had filed for patents, and the fifth person was the Carlisle group, okay?
Yes, I knew that.
Now, when those four disappear or get killed, okay, the patent was not granted till 4 days after the plane was missing, okay? The patent. Now, if you had one of those patents, your family don't get it because the plane was missing or you were dead before you got a plane.
Well, I've seen this before when you've got like 50 Egyptian top generals on an aircraft, it just disappears. When you've got Congressman McDonald on a plane with key people, it disappears. We've seen this before, and I've said from the beginning that it could be a brain heist or a way to get rid of some people, and they just redirected to a military base. And Dick Gregory, I think you're on it again. Promise to come back in the next 2 weeks, commercial free. It's always amazing. Briefly, we're going to play a few minutes from the new film that folks can find out about at DickGregory.com. 60 seconds on on Unsung Hollywood.
My pleasure, brother. Thank you.
Briefly, tell us about Unsung Hollywood. And we're playing.
Well, Unsung Hollywood is where it's a black TV thing, TV One, owned by Kathy Hughes and her son. And they decided to tell the world about a lot of black folks that you wouldn't see on NBC, CBS, and ABC. And so this year was a new series, and they filmed me. And just the American people, they knew things, see things about me now they never heard before, okay? They never knew what I was involved in.
I was about to say, John Singleton said they only allow a certain stereotype of black people out, the big director. And so that's basically what this is about. We'll have you back in the next 2 weeks to talk more about Unsung Hollywood. We'll end the show with a couple minutes from the intro of the TV special. See the whole thing at DickGregory.com. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Gregory. I can say thank you very much, and when they say this show features living color, you better believe it.
1961, Dick Gregory was at the top of his game, changing the way America talked and joked about race.
I found out that cold weather makes it very nice for race relations. Last month, when it was 15 below zero in Chicago, I walked out of a nightclub, a drunk walked up to me and said, "Why don't you get back to Africa where you belong and take me with you?"
It's beyond skillful. It's almost like he made it up. He invented the whole concept of addressing this really serious issue.
There was never, ever a black comic talked about racism to white America and made jokes of it.
I had to fly to Kansas City, Missouri the other day to help out a friend of mine, a white cat who moved into an all-colored neighborhood. And some colored bigot burned a watermelon on his front lawn.
And I remember the Dick Gregory book, Nigger. And I was like, wow. The idea that he was radical enough to challenge both white and black sensibilities was really major.
But he said the book is to his mother, so that every time she hears the word, she'll think they're talking about her son's book.
Gregory's daring riffs turned him into stand-up's first black superstar.
I went from $1,500 a year to $3 million the next 18 months.
At one time, he was the highest paid black entertainer in America.
I was the hippest thing. I was like something new on the planet.
But at the height of his success, Dick Gregory turned his back on stand-up in favor of taking a stand.
I witnessed Dick Gregory turn down thousands of dollars. He said, "I would rather be free than rich."
He went back down south on some, like some Harriet Tubman. Like, I gotta go get the others.
They have their orders. I was trying to set up some ground rules.
This was for real for Dick.
Not only.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.